No, that is not true at all. Uganda's role is not undermining the peace negotiations. In fact, Uganda's role in South Sudan has ensured that the protagonists are actually engaging each other. There has been a meeting of IGAD states. There was a summit of which Uganda's role was acknowledged by the IGAD heads of state. And indeed, President Museveni has been acknowledged in this, in ensuring that there is some semblance in Southern Sudan. Now, whereas the MPs here criticize the government, it is obviously clear by the facilitators of the talks, because the critique is, why is Uganda in South Sudan? The facilitator of the talks is pretty clear about this. Number one, he has told both parties, especially the opposition, South Sudan, that South Sudan is a sovereign state, and therefore any government is liberty to invite whoever it feels it can help enhance its security arrangements. Secondly, I and also understand the opposition or the Machar's people were putting some conditionalities on the talks. Now, the facilitator has also been clear and stated that to both sides, that for this process to succeed, there must not be any conditionalities. So, really, if Uganda had transgressed any international protocol, first and foremost, IGAD would have, I'm sure, would have brought Uganda to order. But Uganda is seen as a good facilitator of the current process, peaceful process in Southern Sudan, albeit the continuing fighting.
What do you say to opposition groups in Uganda who say that the role of the UPDF in supporting the government in Juba against the rebels further jeopardizes the lives of Ugandans trapped in South Sudan because of the ethnic tensions?
I really hope not. Because when the UPDF went into South Sudan with three objectives. First and foremost, to evacuate its citizens from South Sudan. Secondly, to ensure that the humanitarian access into areas where there is conflict is clear. Thirdly, to ensure that the strategic facilities in South Sudan safe. And that obviously was by the invitation of the South Sudanese government. So really, again, whatever disgruntledness is there in as far as the Machar people are concerned, there is a peace process currently in Addis. And whatever they feel unhappy about can be channeled through the facilitators of these talks. But in as far as comments by some Ugandan MPs, they're simply short-sighted. Because first and foremost, the UPDF has been in South Sudan for years, even way before this current conflict. Riek Machar knows it. The Ugandans know it. So really, their comments are simply not helpful.
What do you say to people who say that Uganda is not a solution to the problem in South Sudan because of its partisan role in supporting the government in Juba, and as such, it basically angers the opposing sides. It undermines peace effort for negotiations and an agreement of cessation of hostilities in this matter?
No, Uganda has not been partisan at all. And we also have to understand that the government of South Sudan is dealing with the government of Uganda. The government of Uganda is not dealing with individuals here. But also, we also have to understand that when Uganda went into South Sudan, now first as much as is also by the invitation of South Sudanese government, the heads of state of IGAD met and acknowledged Uganda's role in South Sudan. Again, if there was dissatisfaction of Uganda's role, I'm pretty sure that the IGAD members would bring Uganda to book.